With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told senators that with U.S. aid, his country can win the war with Russia. His visit to Washington comes as President Biden's request for an additional $110 billion U.S. aid package for Ukraine is at serious risk of collapse in Congress. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on the NBC Today show says Ukraine badly needs more funding.
This additional funding will absolutely help Ukraine claw back even more of their territory and try to kick the Russians right out of Ukraine to restore their own territorial integrity. This is critical funding for critical systems.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are eager to pass a spending bill to help Israel and Ukraine, but says Democrats must also agree to address a major national security crisis here in the U.S.
We understand there will be a supplemental spending package, but you must address the U.S. border. See, we believe very clearly, and I think the American people agree with us, that national security begins at our own borders. We have to maintain our own sovereignty so that we can project peace through strength and help our friends.
Johnson says so far the Biden White House is refusing to make any policy changes at the border. Speaker Johnson interviewed by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. Also at SRNNews.com, Harvard President Claudine Gay will remain leader of the Ivy League school following her comments last week at a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism. Gay came under intense scrutiny following that hearing in which she and two of her peers struggled to answer questions about campus anti-Semitism. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 111 points and the Nasdaq adding 47. This is SRN News. Target is in trouble again.
A petition drive has been launched against the giant retailer over its decision to sell nutcrackers and Santa Claus figurines wearing gay pride outfits and carrying rainbow flags. 1 Million Moms, a conservative organization, is urging Americans to sign the petition, saying, quote, Target has made a deliberate decision to display controversial products instead of wholesome ones at Christmas. The company was one of the first to embrace the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has refused to take up a case about whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning so-called conversion therapy. Three conservative justices dissented. The court on Monday turned away an appeal from Washington State, where the law has been upheld. An appellate panel struck down local bans in Florida as an unconstitutional restriction on counselor speech. This is SRN News. At least 23 soldiers have been killed, dozens injured in Pakistan after insurgents attacked a police compound.
The attack on the Pakistani security compound began early morning with militants launching a coordinated assault in Dera Ismail Khan district near the border with Afghanistan. The explosions caused a building to collapse, resulting in multiple casualties. Some of those injured are said to be in a critical condition. A group affiliated to the Pakistani Taliban said its fighters carried out the assault. The military said six insurgents were killed.
BBC correspondent Amber Razan Athirajan. Congo's security forces and rebel groups have agreed on a 72-hour ceasefire to de-escalate tensions in the country's east near the border with Rwanda. This comes just days before Congo's presidential election. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.